Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. This is a very big day, and I just want to say thank you to all of you joining us on day one. Let us know who you are on social media using the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat, and let's build a family, shall we, from the start. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to the first ever General Knowledge Monday. So we needed a guinea pig for day one. Most of the year, I'm quizzing against my family at home. It gets intense. So my dad has agreed today to help us out to get the podcast off the ground to be our first ever guest.
Contestant.
He's going to be, you can be called Contestant Dad or Garfield. What do you want to be called?
Contestant Dad.
Contestant Dad. There are 15 points to play for, Contestant Dad, over 12 questions. That will always be the case. Let's quiz, shall we, Papa?
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm ready. Smart ass. Let's finally see, shall we? Okay, General Knowledge Monday. Here we go. Question number one. How many edges does a 20p have? Now I feel like you're looking at 20p in your wallet.
I'm trying to do it in my head.
Absolutely, that's where all
five
workings out should be. Incorrect. The correct answer is seven.
I said seven.
Garfield, you can't swear.
Oh, sorry.
Question number two. Qantas is the official airline of which country?
Oh, Qantas. Is that Australia?
Correct. The correct answer is Australia.
Yes.
Question number three. In the TV series Thunderbirds, you remember Thunderbirds, don't you?
I do, yeah. Miss Penelope.
Exactly. Which Thunderbird was stored underneath the swimming pool on Tracy Island?
Bloody hell.
In the TV series Thunderbirds.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember that one. Oh, damn. Seven was a flying one. That was towards the end. It would be...
So I don't know Thunderbirds. Were they all named, each Thunderbird?
Yeah, they're different numbers. Yeah, they're one, two.
Oh, yes, of course, one.
Three.
Yes, of
four.
Course.
Oh, the flying thing.
Well, it was stored underneath the swimming pool on Tracy Island. Do you think that means it could fly?
Yeah, because it had to come up out of the pool.
Okay, so what number would you put on that, the flying thing?
Four. Number four.
Final answer, Thunderbird four.
Yeah.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Thunderbird one. Thunderbird 2 was kept in the mountainside, and Thunderbird 3 had its own hangar next to the house. 4 was stored inside number 2.
Oh, that's it.
And 5 was a space station. Lucky number 5. Question number 4.
God, I'm doing rubbish.
I'm quite happy you're doing rubbish. No, no. Question number 4. What human organ is more commonly known as the gullet?
The gullet? Human organ, the gullet. Gullet. Gullet doesn't come from the stomach. Gullet.
What part of the body does gullet make you think of?
Yeah. Is it a throat area?
And what's a slightly posher name for that area?
Oh, God. I can't pronounce it. It's that funky word.
It is.
You know what I mean?
I don't think I can give you.
Oh, come on, you've got to give me that.
Give me
one more second. It's OS, isn't it?
I'm going to put you out of your misery. The correct answer is esophagus.
Oh, come on. I was so close. I said oscophagus. Come on, oscophagus.
I have to. Sorry, I'm going to make a ruling. No point.
What about half a point?
No, that doesn't work for the final scores. Question number five. If you were a baby boomer, what's the most recent decade you could be born in?
Oh, baby boomers was after the war. It would be... I know there's the 40s and the 50s were baby boomers.
Are you in it? Do you know if you are a baby boomer?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to work out if the 60s would be classified as baby boomers because of 45 and the people... Maybe the early 60s. Early 60s.
Correct. The correct answer is the 1960s. 1964 is the latest year. If you were born just after this year, you'd be a member of the Gen X generation, which
I'm
is you. Because you're
I'm
1967.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you remembered.
Only because I needed it for the Sky password the other day. Question number six, Dad. In UK road signs, what animal symbolises a zoo?
Oh, God.
Good question, Duncan.
That's a good question. Mm. Not a zebra, because that'd be zebra crossing, and it's not even that's not even a sign. A zoo. Damn, what does something symbolise a zoo?
In UK road signs, what animal symbolises a zoo?
I know I always see deers on the road signs, and I see cows. Don't knock them over. Don't knock over deers. Mm. Not a panda, because that wouldn't be right. A squirrel wouldn't be right. An elephant. I've never seen an elephant sign. I've never seen a lion sign. Lion!
Incorrect. The correct answer is elephant.
Oh!
Yeah, a lion represents a safari park.
Oh,
and then a stag symbolises a wildlife park.
Yeah,
damn. I like that. I feel like we can use that in family.
Don't I get at least half a point for getting safari park? If
what?
I had two halves now, it'd be one.
This is literally the first ever of our quiz chat repeat episodes, and we're trying to sustain some sort of consistency. So no half points.
Okay.
You currently have 2 points.
I've been very close though, and you didn't even give me Osofgul. I still can't pronounce it.
Question number seven: in which country would you find the modern day locations of the Temple of Artemis and the mausoleum at Halicarnassus?
It'd have to be Greece or Turkey, isn't it? So
one sec.
Greece.
Mum, I can't talk. I'm currently quizzing Dad in quiz chat repeat.
I can hear her laughing.
You get the cackle. So what do you say? You think it's between Greece and Turkey? In which country
Greece.
Would you find the modern day locations of the Temple of Artemis and the mausoleum at Halicarnassus?
Greece.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Turkey.
Oh,
I know.
Come on, you've got to give me heart. Come closer. No, that's Greece or Turkey. Come
no,
on.
No. Getting close means nothing. So the pyramids of Giza and the lighthouse of Alexandria would be found in Egypt. The Colossus of Rhodes and statue of Zeus, they're in Greece. Yeah.
They're in Greece.
And the Hanging Gardens of Babylon are rumoured to have been located in modern-day Iraq. Question number eight, contestant Dad. Which Catherine was Henry VIII's sixth wife? Which Catherine was Henry VIII's sixth wife? She's the one who survived him.
God, there was Catherine of Aragon and Catherine Parr. Oh, God, which one was it?
We know it's a Catherine. Which Catherine was Henry VIII's sixth wife?
Okay, I think Parr.
Correct! The correct answer is Catherine Parr. That's our dog, Scout. Why is Scout in the room? Why is Scout in the room? That's not a good idea.
Should I put Scout out of the room?
Well, if we get one more bark, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Question number nine. It's a food question, Dad.
Can I ring up someone for this?
What, my mum? The chef?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Which clam dish comes in various styles with Rhode Island style, New England style, and Manhattan style among the most popular? Which clam dish?
Oh, chowder.
Correct. The correct answer is chowder.
Chowder. I love chowder.
Well,
I
Manhattan-style chowder uses tomatoes, making it red. I've never seen that.
Do you know? I've never had a Manhattan-style chowder.
No. Rhode Island-style is the clear broth, and then New England-style uses cream, making it white. That's the one we like.
The New England one is the one.
We like that one.
We like the New England. In fact, do you know what? I'm going to make a chowder today for dinner.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Okay.
Your final three questions have multiple correct answers, Garth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you have chances to get a lot more points. Question number 10. In the 21st century, there have been four biographical films that have won the Best Picture Oscar. For 1 point, can you name one of them?
In the 21st century,
there have been
four biographical films
that have won the Best Picture Oscar. For 1 point, can you name one of them?
Okay, let me think. Beautiful Mind. No, that was last century. Beautiful Mind was Gandhi was last century. When was Beautiful Mind? Was that this century or last century?
The one there was a Stephen Hawking's film. There was a film about Stephen Hawking.
Okay. Do you remember the name of it?
Not The Importance of Being Earnest, because that's another
No. And remember, we're looking for not just a biographical film, one that you think could have won Best Picture.
Oh.
At the Oscars.
Because I think Beautiful Mind won Best Oscar, didn't it? The one about the mask guy.
I'm going to need a final answer.
Beautiful Mind.
Correct. A Beautiful Mind is the one with the maths guy, the mathematician John Nash. Is 2001. It was just in.
Ooh, just there.
Just in. You could have had 12 Years a Slave as well, of course, about Solomon Northrup's slave memoir.
Yeah.
Spotlight, about the Boston Globe newspaper's Spotlight investigative team. And then Green Book, which was about the jazz pianist Don Shirley and his tour of the Deep South.
Phew. I'm glad I got that
Thank
one, though.
Thank God you went back. I was so like, stop saying A Beautiful Mind and then leaving it.
Just trust myself. Trust me.
Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name two countries that border with South Africa?
Botswana.
Correct.
Namibia.
Correct.
Yeah. Cool.
Very nice, Garth.
I know that well. Botswana, because Maluki comes from there.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's our old
and
neighbor.
And also Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe is my third answer there.
Debs is from Zimbabwe.
Oh, wow. So that's all the northern border. And then at the northeastern border, you could have had Mozambique and Swaziland.
I wouldn't have got Swaziland. I would have got Mozambique, but not Swaziland.
And it also surrounds the enclaved country of Lesotho.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah.
Final question in your general knowledge Monday, Dad. You're very much getting better. It's very nice to watch you blossom.
Thank you.
Question number 12. For 3 points, can you name three of the five most commonly used pub names in the UK? I will be really disappointed in you if you can't.
Red Lion. Red Lion's got to be one of them.
Red Lion is number one.
Yeah, Red Lion. I'm just not sure Red Lion. No doubt about Red Lion. What other pub names? It's got to be like Princess... like Princess of Wales or Princess or something like that, or some kind of like some. Oh, Red Lion, definitely. Pub names. Let me think about pub names around there. Prince. I'm just thinking about pubs I go to. It's really sad.
No, that's fine. You go to a lot.
I do go to a lot. What about the Birdcage?
Yeah, but that is a specific name, so incorrect.
Oh, sorry.
But to be fair, I have seen a few other Birdcages, but yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I've seen a few other Birdcages.
I'm afraid not.
Princess of Wales?
I'm afraid not. We were looking for number two, The Crown. Three, The Royal Oak.
I would never have got that.
There are loads of Royal Oaks. Number four, The Plough. I guess there's a lot of ploughs. And number five, The Swan or The Swan Inn. Out of 15 points, you scored 8 points. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby after a really bad start.
Yes. I'm going to talk to my dad more about his points after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
So episode one, we're looking to get better. Are you feeling like you could do better in your upcoming quizzes?
I'm starting to get more confident now. At first, I was really like not believing in myself, but now I do.
Are there any questions that you felt you would have preferred in your general knowledge? Any sort of areas that you would have preferred us to have stayed in?
History. I'd like more history questions.
Good point.
Bit more history questions, I think, would have been nice.
I can't believe how bad you were with esophagus.
I know, but I got really close, though. Come on, I did say it.
No, you didn't.
Listen, I said Oscots. I just can't pronounce it even now.
I know. Unbelievable. That was great, Dad.
So I'm always the stopgap.
Just in case we don't book a guest.
Your contestant dad is the stopgap.
Contestant dad stopgap.
I'd love to. I really enjoyed that.
So that's the first ever episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. Every Monday is General Knowledge Monday. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat to let us know how you got on. We're trying to build a family, a community from day one. Tomorrow is Music Tuesday. We'll have another 15 points to play for. And if you use the Apple Podcast app, hit subscribe. If you use Spotify, then use the follow button and you'll get a new episode straight to your phone every day. We're back tomorrow for Music Tuesday. Tell your friends to download it too. Go on.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.